Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way. And they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They're just blasting, blasting. And they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party, and I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars, but I notice that they're on one side of the street.
The kind of woman that makes a man
wanna settle down. Time goes on and I'm getting much older, and I'm tired of fooling around. Oh, baby.
One minute
you
think of me,
one minute you think of me, girl.
Oh,
when I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
All of your demons will wither away.
I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow, and my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids, and I learned how to cook and how to fish, and I learned how to make kites, and I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time. And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, Ray, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know to tune in to the radio show and listen to what we're talking about. We have the best radio show on the planet, and we're broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, from Las Vegas. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? I know it's cold in Las Vegas. It's getting cooler as the nights come and it gets closer to Christmas. We may have a winter Christmas here. We may have a white Christmas because it's snowing in the mountains in Las Vegas area. So it's getting cold in the inner city. So we're getting ready for a real cold Christmas. Today is Christmas Eve, and tomorrow will be Christmas. And I'm pretty sure that it's snowing in the mountains in the area of Las Vegas, in Nevada. So I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy New Year. All right, well, we got a lot of entertainers in town for concerts this holiday season. We got on the 27th, Friday, the 27th, we have DJ Quick is going to be at the House of Blues. And
then Snoop Dogg is going to be at the House of Blues on the 28th, which is Saturday. And then on the 30th, Michael Bazin is doing, no, 88.1 is doing the New Year's party at Santa Fe Casino at Club Chrome. And from the 27th through the 31st, and then from the 12th to the 19th, Babyface is going to be live in concert at the Mirage. That's right next to Caesar's Palace on the Strip. So he will be performing, doing a residency for like 2 weeks in Vegas. And then 88.1 on the 31st of the month is doing a New Year's Eve party. And they're hosting Kid and Play as their live concert performers on the 31st of December. So, and they're also having a best dress contest for the decade that you think is the best dress decade. And that's the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000, and 2010 as we go into the 2020 year. We're starting off a new decade. So we're putting all of the decades together to see which one has the best dressed clothes in the decade. So 88.1 is having the best dress contest for the decade that you think is the best dress decade. All right. Well, let's see. What else do I have to talk about? We got some other artists performing, but I don't have my calendar with me, so I can't tell you where they're performing right now. But, well, let's talk NFL. We had a Monday night game last night, so let's talk about the NFL. Yeah, so DJ Papa D, can you help me out? Who played last night?
Last night, the Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings 23-10. You bet on Vikings and over, and it was Packers and under.
I bet on the Vikings. I thought I changed it to bet on the Packers. Okay, I thought I changed this bet on the Packers because I thought the Packers would have a better game. But I knew the Vikings had to win in order to qualify for the playoffs. So that means they lost. That means they're not qualifying for the playoffs. So, okay, let's go through the playoff breakdown. First off, let's do the AFC. And go by the divisions, the AFC North. Who took first place in the North?
Let's see. Not what I thought you wanted. We're going to want to talk about. Let's see. Okay. AFC North. Still pulling it up here. May take a second.
Okay.
Okay. AFC North. The Ravens with a record of 13-2. AFC East, the New England Patriots with a record of 12-3. AFC South, the Houston Texans with a record of 10-5, and AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs. So in the AFC, it's the Chiefs, the Texans, the Ravens, and the Patriots.
Okay. Now, look at the total list for the AFC and tell me who are the top. Well, you already told me the top four teams. So who are the next two teams that could qualify for the playoffs?
So the Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, Buffalo.
Buffalo is at 10-5, and actually the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers are tied at 8-7.
At 8-7? Oh, so
yeah.
Tennessee, they have to win their next game, and somebody has to lose. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have a shot to make the playoffs? Wow.
Well,
amazing.
They're 8-7. They're, you know, tied with the Tennessee Titans.
Okay. So it's the top six that go to the playoffs. So we already named the champions of each division, of each league. So now
plus two more.
The next two. And the next two right now is the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers, huh?
Well, actually, no. Number five is the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, five, okay.
And then Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't know who's going to get spot number six because they're both 8-7.
Okay, so it depends on who wins next weekend to see who's going to qualify for the playoffs. Okay, that sounds
right.
Good. All right, what about the NFC?
NFC?
Tell me who won in each league, the NFC North.
Okay, so NFC North was the Green Bay Packers at 12-3. The NFC East is the Philadelphia Eagles, 8-7. NFC South,
oh,
New Orleans Saints.
They beat the Cowboys, huh? Okay, that's good.
Yep.
Okay, 8-7. All right. And
NFC South is New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. The Saints. Right.
And the NFC West is the San Francisco 49ers.
49ers. Okay. Now we have those four teams. What about fifth and sixth place? Who's in fifth and sixth place in the NFC race?
So did I mention the Seahawks? I don't think I did.
No.
So fifth and sixth place would be the – no, they didn't. But – so I'll just tell you, if the first four are the division winners, that is
right.
San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay Packers, New Orleans Saints, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So if we go next by record, the next two are the Seattle Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, okay. So Minnesota can still make the playoffs. All right. So
right.
That's the sixth team. There isn't a
yep.
team tied with Minnesota?
Nope.
There's no team tied with Seattle?
Nope.
Okay. So that's what the playoff picture will look like. So we got the six teams from the AFC. Except we have a tie between Pittsburgh and Minnesota. And then in the
in
NFC.
Tennessee. Pittsburgh
oh,
and Tennessee.
Okay, Pittsburgh and Tennessee. Okay. And then we have the six teams in the tied. Nobody has any games to play to move up into the standings. They're all set. Okay. Sounds good. So we got our six teams for the playoffs, people, for the AFC and for the NFC. So now we wait because they have one more week to play, week 17, and then we'll see how the playoffs break down, how they pair up to play in the playoffs. All right. Well, that's NFL for us right now, right today. So that's exactly how the NFL breaks down. All right, DJ Papa D, take us into a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like five times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Used to wake up in a dope spot and turn my swag on. Wasn't hopping out the bed cause I was sleeping on the floor. Back then y'all was sleeping on the floor. Used to get it on the block, I had to keep it on the low. My cash roll like Pinocchio's nose. Bulletproof 7 series, yeah, we sat them on foes. Out of every new nigga, I'm the one the city chose. Now can't a motherfucker knock me out my zone. And that's why
I'm feeling myself.
Go, 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 go. And when I stepped in, bitches, lighting up Kush blunts. I'm the type of nigga that's gonna take her if she look once. You the type of nigga she gonna have waiting for 2 months. For your hit first base, I done scored 2 runs. Now ask some questions to clarify your view, homes. First one being what type of shit is you own. It ain't my fault, your girl got a two zone. Just blame it on the yellow gold rollie with the blue stone.
Oh, you don't need no help, cause you're feeling yourself, somebody say yeah. You know you're so cool, and it's all about you, let me hear you say.
I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time. And I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for her birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure. I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win.
We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing you happy holidays. That's right, tomorrow is Christmas. So if you've been good, Santa's going to bring you some good things. You'll get a lot of good toys tomorrow. So hopefully you're on Santa's good list to get a good celebration for Christmas. Because after all, Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. But we like to have presents anyway. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm going to be live in concert, sometime in 2020. So I'll let you know when I'm going to be performing in concert so you can come and hear me live on the stage in the Strip and one of the casinos. So we'll be talking about that at a later time. I'll keep you informed as to when I'm going to arrive in Las Vegas and be live on the stage in Las Vegas and telling jokes and making everybody laugh. So it's going to be a good thing. We're going to have a ball. So look forward to G Money coming live to Las Vegas and putting his show down for your listening pleasure. And he should have two of his musical friends to come along with him when he does this show. So you'll have real good music to go along with the comedy show. It'll be comedy, it'll be a musical concert, and it'll be a dinner show. So it's exciting. We're getting everything ready for him to perform in concert in Las Vegas. So keep your ears on and pay attention, because I will be announcing the concert dates as soon as they are scheduled. All right. Well, let me think. Do I have a story to tell you today? Well, let's see. What do I have to tell you today? Well, I can tell you that this weekend I celebrated my birthday, and my little brother came up from Los Angeles to take me out for my birthday. So him and his girl came and they picked me up and we went to the Rio Casino. And we went there and we ate at the smorgasbord, the buffet that they had in the Rio. And we had some really good food. I ate a real big salad, a chef salad that his girlfriend fixed for me. It was outstanding. It was really good. I had everything in it. I had eggs. I had tomatoes. I had cucumbers. I had bacon bits.
I had croutons, and then, of course, I had lettuce. And it was a great salad. And I had salad dressing, ranch dressing on my salad. Oh, it was really good. It was excellent. And while I was eating, you know, they were discussing who was going to get whose lunch or whose dinner, which I thought was really funny because my brother didn't want to get up and go get his own meal, but she kept asking him, if you want me to go get your meal, I can get your meal for you. And he was like, no, that's all right. So she said, okay, I'm going to get up and go get my meal. So she went and got her meal, and then she came back. And he started questioning her, like, what did you get to eat? What did they have? What kind of food did they have? Was it hot? Was it good? And she said, well, they had this and this and this and this. And he said, oh. And she said, did you want me to get you something? And he said, no, that's all right. And then she says, okay, well, I'm going to eat my food. And she started eating. And he said, well, I guess you're eating and I'm not. Oh, is that the way it's going to be? And I'm looking like, what kind of craziness is this? So she was like, well, I asked you if you wanted me to get you something to eat. And you said, no, you get it yourself. So I'm going to eat. And he was like, okay, I'm going to get up and go get my food. And she said, no, I'll get your food for you. And he was like, okay, well, let's both go. So they both get up. And they leave me at the table by myself. And I'm eating. And then they come back with their food, and they're sitting down, and they're eating, and they're having a nice little conversation. We have some people next to us at a table that are talking to us. And my brother had a Raiders shirt on, so they were talking about the Raiders and stuff. And we were having a good time. We were telling jokes, and we were laughing, and we were eating. And his girlfriend was trying to fatten me up. She was kept saying, do you want some more to eat? They got other stuff. They got fish. They got crabs. They got ham. They got roast. You can have any of that if you want. And I was like, well, you know, I'm thinking I ate a salad. So I was getting kind of full, you know. And she's like, it's not too late. You can get something else to eat. And I said, yeah, well, I'll have some roast. So she went and got a slice of roast, and then she came and cut it up, and she gave it to me in my salad. She put it in my salad. So I was like, I had pieces of meat in my salad. And I was like, okay, that's pretty good. And she said, you like the meat? And I said, yeah, it's pretty good. She said, okay, I'll get you some more. And she got up and went and got some more. And my brother was talking about, well, I think she's trying to fatten you up. She's trying to feed you so that you can eat a lot. And I'm like, well, I don't know what she's doing, but, you know, it's nice that she's giving me the food and stuff. That's okay. So we get up, and I'm eating all the food, and she brings back a plate with shrimp on it. It's battered shrimp that was fried. And then we have some shrimp that you had to peel the skin off of, the shell off of, to get to the shrimp. And we had that. And then I had some chicken. And I had some, I had a piece of fish that she had cut up for me. So we really had a nice multi-plate of food that I was eating after I ate my salad. So we were eating, and then it seemed like I was the only one eating because everybody else had finished their meal or whatever they were eating. And so I was just the one eating. And she was feeding me, and I was like, okay, I ate everything on my plate. And I was like, okay, I'm full. And she said, you want something to drink? And he said, yeah, get us something to drink. So she got up and went and got us something to drink and came back. And then my brother says, well, he needs some water. So she said, okay. And she got up and got me a big glass of water. That was the biggest glass I had ever seen. I was like, whoa, this is a big glass. And it had a straw in it that was real long. So when I tried to drink out the glass, the straw stuck me in the face. And I was like, oh, there's a straw in here too. Okay. So I was drinking the water through the straw, and then I was drinking my soda. And I finished both of those, and she was like, do you want anything else? We got other stuff over there. And I'm like, what else do we have? And she said, well, I said, we got any ice cream? And she said, yeah, I can get you some ice cream. So she went over and got me some ice cream. And I came back, and I was eating ice cream, and my brother was like, what kind of ice cream did they have? And she told him, and he's like, oh, I don't want any ice cream. That's fattening. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Mr. Bodybuilder here, he doesn't want to eat any ice cream. Okay. So I ate the ice cream. And after we had the ice cream, then, you know, I was really full. And I was like, okay, what's next? What do we do next? And we found that the gaming area was right on the other side of the restaurant. So we got up and went to the gaming area, and I played Keno. And I'm usually pretty lucky at playing Keno, but we played Keno for about an hour, and I won a little money. I was happy. I won like $100. And I was thrilled with that. And my brother kept saying, cash out, cash out. And I'm like, well, I ain't trying to win. I'm just happy to be out playing. You know, it's been a long time since I've been in the casino and playing. So I'm just enjoying my play. And every time I got ready to cash out, I would hit. And it would double my money. And he'd say, oh, man, you're way up there. You're like, you know, like $300 or $400. And I was like, what? Wow, really? I'm doing it. So I'm pushing the button and I'm playing and I'm having a good time. And then he says, well, it's close to 10 o'clock. We have to go. And I said, okay, let me cash out. And I cashed out at $298. Woo-wee, jackpot. G-Money, jackpot. And that was the end of the day. We had a good time. My brother treated me to a birthday that I will never forget. Him and his girl were the excellent hosts, and they treated me with utmost respect, and I ate like a champ. So thank you, brothers. I appreciate it. And your girl was outstanding as a caterer. She hosted everything just fine. So that's my story. And I was 62 on my birthday. 62 years young. And that's it. And that's all I want to say. It was a good day. And we went to the Rio. Did I say that? Yeah, the Rio Casino was really nice. I had been there, but it's been a while since I had gone through there. So we had a good time. Food was good. The machines paid off. Oh, yeah. I was very happy. Very happy. Okay, DJ Papa D, take us away for a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on. Nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The best out. I can put it down, girl. Come on. Eddie Murphy, you ain't no playboy, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now, you can talk about it, but you can't be about it. You're not a pimp. Come on now, I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money, the best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see with a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money, the pimp guy. I sound good. I look good. Come on now. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money.
I want to thank DJ Papa D for
doing being my engineer and helping me out with my NFL pick and bringing you the comedy short and playing the music like a real DJ should. All right. Well, I guess that's it, and that's all. Have a good Christmas, and I'll be back in the air chair on Thursday, and we'll be picking the NFL games for the last week, week 17. So we'll see how we do for the last week before they start the playoffs. All right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Peace and Merry Christmas. I was getting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.